The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studio. Want to give a big shout out to Par Hopper. Y'all go check them out. Also, Straight Haggard Thread Company. Thank you for the lids that y'all been sending me. Gridiron Coffee, Williams Tire, Nobles Networking. I'm going to forget some folks, but hey, you'll hear the commercials when they get played. Red Circle, thank you for all that you do. Drizzly, our new alcohol delivery company, go download that app now. You guys are awesome. Y'all, all you got to do is order from them, and within an hour, your alcohol's at the door. I'm telling you, we use them a lot here at the studio. And thanks to all the rest of the sponsors on the show. You guys have been awesome. When I first got started with the show almost a year ago, I reached out to all kind of people on social media that were I thought were cool, that had big followings, to help grow the show. Well, the guy that is doing the show today was one of the first people I had on the show that had a big following, and we've stayed in touch a little bit. And this guy has blew up even more. He's got to hang out with some really cool people, and I'm excited to get a little bit of his time and have him back. So, everybody, Mr. Trevor Norris, go ahead. Say hey, everybody, big fella.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey.
Man, I'm glad to have you back, brother.
I know. It's been a while, seemed like.
I think I had you on in January for some reason. Like, I started.
It don't seem like that long ago, but it seemed.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, man.
Yeah, that's almost a year.
Yeah, how's life been?
I'm great. I've been keep on continuing my journey. I moved to New Orleans in May. So if we haven't talked since January, I moved since then from Mississippi, and I'm just getting accustomed to the new city life and actually meeting people, and I getting starting to travel around and through COVID and all different types of stuff, meeting new people, getting more opportunities. It's really hard being out by myself. I feel so relaxed and I don't want to do anything now. It's like, that's crazy, because my whole plan of moving out was so I had more free time to do everything. I'm just like, dang, I got too much free time now. So I'm trying to get used to it. And
so you're living in New Orleans now?
Yeah, still continuing to make content. I still work for a advertising agency, a marketing agency, doing graphic design still. So, and that's what I went to college for. So still doing both full time.
I'm still waiting on you to make some crazy design for the show and just do me and you do a special something.
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever you want to. I don't care what it is.
Let me know. I get you a whole beard. A beard logo and everything.
Hey, look, the guy that did our new logo, it was completely random. He was doing he had did like some illustrations for Tyler Childers and Coe Wetzel and everything, and I happened to see him on Instagram, and he didn't have a huge following or anything, but he was doing like these really cool things, and Coe had acknowledged him and other people had acknowledged him, and I reached out to him and I was like, hey dude, will you do something for me, just you know, something. I just want something, you know, whatever. And he's from the UK. And the dude is cool as he can be. And he's young. And he sent me that back. And I said, dude, look, this is what you said you were going to charge me. I'm paying you more because I'm fixing to change the complete logo of my show.
Yeah, to that.
To what you did. I was like, I'm just telling you right now. And the dude was like, and all he wanted for that behind me was like $75. $75. And I was like, no. I'm putting this on shirts. I'm putting this on everything like, I can put it on.
People about to see this one.
Yeah. So the dude was like, he's still blown away because he's a kid and he can't believe what he did is in a lot of places now.
That's great. I wish I would start doing graphic design and stuff when I was younger. I didn't even know about it until I went to college. I was like, I don't want to be in science. I don't want to be in math. The graphic design was my last option and I ended up loving it.
I gotta hook you up with my guy. His name's Jay Piper. Jay Piper has done like all of our other artwork leading up to that. And he's a graphic designer out in Colorado. He's the guy who owns Par Hopper, who's a sponsor for our show now, a golf apparel company. And dude, he started his own brand, like two or three different brands. And he went to school for it. He loves it. He's always looking for like people to collab with.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm down for whatever. I'm always down for whatever.
I keep up with your stuff on Instagram. You're one of the few people that I've had on the show that I've actually tried to stay in contact with. There's a lot of people I've had on the show. I shouldn't say a lot. There's a few people I've had on the show that I don't give a shit if I talk to again.
Yeah.
They were boring. And they just don't seem like good people. You just seem like a good fucking person to meet up, have a beer with, hang out with. And one of the boys.
Literally, I am one of the boys. I guess that's me being in social media for so long. I want to actually meet people and do stuff. But a lot of people, they get into social media late and they're just like, I just want to be famous. And they get that stuck in their head, and it's like they don't know how to talk to people. They don't portray the same person that they are online or anything. It's just like, I want this one goal, and I'm just like, this is my life. This is basically my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that once they get to a certain point with it, they quit doing anything that doesn't make them money, and they get real boring real quick. Like all they give a shit about is just. Like, I know some people that once they start getting like endorsements and stuff from ketones or whatever, that's all their social media is. And they forget what got them there in the first place. And it's like, you sold out.
Yeah, no. And that's, I mean, luckily I didn't get that early on. Cause I mean, that's a big problem too. A lot of people get that early on in their social media career.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to handle it. Like, luckily I was doing a lot of stuff for free for years just because I wanted to do it. So, I mean, that was basically part of my life. I'm just like, I've been doing it for almost 10 years. So it's just this is part of my life. Like, I'm going to do it regardless. If I get money from it, that's cool. If I don't, I mean, that's cool too. I still want to do it.
I turned down, not a lot. I've turned down a couple things up to this point because when they'll send you that first, whatever you want to call it, email, and it's got how many videos you got to post for the product and all this kind of stuff. And I'll send them something back. I'm like, look, this is how I'll do it. Either you can pay me and I'll do it that way. It's not going to be everything that I do. Most of them don't want to do that. Now there's some of them that's like, okay, we like your idea. Run with it. One of the golf companies, Proud 90, that sends me stuff, Straight Haggard, Gridiron Coffee. Like they don't care what I do as long as I'm not hurting their brand.
Yeah.
And no, they're cool. But some people, that's all they make their shit about. But you got enough experience now. You know what to do.
Oh yeah, and I try to help other people out too, but it's sometimes they get too deep into it. I'm just like,
nobody else listens.
Luckily, I was doing social media right before TikTok came around because a lot of people were starting to come around. They were just like, "Help me do this. How do you know all these people? How do you get all these brand deals?" I mean, I was one of the few people getting brand deals on like Twitter and stuff like that. I mean, they weren't even no money, like no companies were looking for that to anybody else. But I was making my stuff so broad and trying to reach everybody. It was just like, okay, he's just a guy that wants to, that can help us just because people know who he is.
There's a weird company now that makes, they're like knockoff throwback jerseys, but they're cool ass knockoff throwback jerseys. They're like, it would be a Shaq Magic jersey, but it's so knockoff that you can tell that it's knockoff, but it's cool. Yeah. The way that they do it, right? And so, like, they reached out to me, and they were like, hey, we'll give you this. And I was like, you ain't got to give me shit. Just send me some of these. I fucking love throwbacks. And I was like, just send me some.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. I like helping promote people's businesses without them having to spend it. You don't know if this shit's going to work for them or not, but you've got 10 years in it. I've got 6 years in it. I mean, it's just, we're not trying. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm just like, everything that I do don't have to be for money. Like, sometimes I just want to help. Like, I'll help people out. I know maybe in the long run, if I end up broke, like, 20 years from now, I was like, dang, I should have done this money. But
I really should have second-guessed my business plan here.
Yeah. All these people
less T-shirts, more money.
Yeah.
Speaking of you having figured out, when I saw you got something shared or duetted, whatever, with Hillary Duff, I lost my mind.
Look, I didn't plan it out, but I knew that she had just got on TikTok. Like, she had like two videos before the one she duetted. So yeah. I was like, all these people keep tagging her in my video. I know she don't get on TikTok like that. So if they keep tagging her in it, she gonna see it. And she don't, which happened. I was like, that's correct. Cause I have my notifications on. So as soon as I saw it, I was like at the store or something. It said Hillary Duff duetted your video. I said, oh my God, this is about to go crazy.
I'm obsessed with that woman. I'm 34. I just turned 34 last week. That woman growing up is the baddest woman alive to me.
Look, trust me. I'm younger than you, and she's still bad. But I love all their stuff, all her stuff, and Amanda Bynes stuff. So I grew up watching all their comedy stuff and everything. Just like that would help me in my videos with like skits and stuff. Like especially like the Amanda Show back in all that days, and the Lizzie McGuire Show, where it was the little cartoon character. I was like, this is helping me. Like, I just go watch reruns and just be like, so this is like my whole childhood, like in front of my eyes. I was like, dang, that's crazy.
Have you seen Amanda Bynes lately?
Yeah.
She lost her fucking mind.
I don't talk about her. Yeah. I let her live in her peaceful life.
I don't know what's going on. But I get it. I could not have been a child and been through all that and still be sane as an adult. There's no way.
She was holding that whole network on her back.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. And that was just starting out. So, I mean, I know once he got older and older, I mean, that's crazy. I don't know how they do it.
You know, what blows my mind about Nickelodeon was, what was it? It was Good Burger. It was those guys. They're so old and they still look like they could be teenagers.
Sure look the same.
I mean, I know black don't crack, but God damn, that shit's ridiculous. Every time I had to explain to my daughter, I made my daughter watch Good Burger, like not long ago. And I really hate that as a child, I liked that movie. Watching it as adult, because it's like, what the fuck did I?
What is this?
How did I think this was entertaining? And it's like, those dudes look exactly the same. It's crazy.
They don't even look old.
Did you ever actually get to talk to like Hillary or anything like that with her?
I didn't talk. Well, she went in the video. Okay, this is the actual story. So, I mean, this is not a real story. But in the video, she was eating the Kind bars, the little Kind, you know. So they reached out to me for her. And they were like, we want to send you all this stuff. And if you want to make a video about it, then I made a video about me getting this stuff. And they were like, oh, we want to actually do like a deal with you. And like, you can be part of, not an ambassador, but just part of our team. And if you want to help us make a Spotify playlist for like based off of the videos that I make. So it basically was a full circle of everything I did. I didn't really get to talk to her because she don't really care.
Dude, you're so good at this. You're going to be a millionaire one day.
It may take me 10 more years.
Hey, look,
that's the big thing about it. Like, the people that have just been doing it now, like just been doing social media for a year, I'm like, that's crazy how much money they're making. And they don't even do anything. Like, it's not.
They don't realize how to play the game yet.
I'm like, y'all not going to be known. Like, y'all can get all this money and then y'all going to stop making videos and 5 years from now, nobody gonna know who y'all are. I'm like, I'd rather just keep on the same path that I've been on. And
see, it's people like you that have already, like, you broke the trends. Like, you don't do the trends or whatever, but then your videos trend. Yeah. That is what makes somebody popular on social media. A lot of these folks don't understand, just because you do a dance and you get a million views, that means you went along with a trend. You didn't set a trend. There's a huge difference. You set the trend, like you set the videos.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's because I mean they'll just get famous for it because they look good.
Exactly. Yeah.
and that was a big thing. I mean, because I know I'm not the ugliest person in the world, but I was like, I know my videos. If I make them to where they're not funny, this is how I really started out. Because I was like, if I make them to where they're not funny, it's gonna look like I'm trying too hard. So which is where I came to the medium where I was like, I gotta make these funny-ish and relatable so they don't think I'm just this good-looking person that's trying too hard just to be famous. So which ended up working out. I mean, that's just transformed my personality to be who I actually am instead of me just being like, oh, I can get famous off of just sitting in front of the camera and and smiling or doing a dance video and get 10 million followers.
That's what people don't understand is folks like you, obviously my following's not what your following is, but when I do something that's authentic and it blows up, that is great for me. When I do something that's stupid, somebody kind of does, it does nothing for me. And you can tell from like sponsors or whatever, they're looking for individuals. They're looking for people that can grow their brand and come up with original concepts and all that type of stuff. And that's what folks like me and you will be around a lot longer after TikTok. We've seen trends as far as other social media platforms come and go. You have to be able to stand outside of those platforms. You utilize those platforms to your best of your ability, but you're set up for the next. And that's what me and you are. We're set up for the next.
Sure. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the next one. I'm like, there's so much money in TikTok right now. I'm like, the next platform?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be insane if I'm not 80 years old by then. But
oh, no. I will guarantee it's
4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well, how long was Snapchat the most relevant one? Probably 5 years at the most, 5-6 years at the most.
Probably.
Yeah.
That wasn't the same.
Oh, no. But I'm saying like as far as the most relevant app at the time. Yeah. Those TikTok will be, I'll give it another couple years.
So as long as Twitter stays around, I'll be good. Because Twitter is still my fallback app on where I can just, I've made thousands of videos the past 8 years where I can just take a break and just focus on another app. And then I just tweet something that goes viral or whatever. So I can just hold off of me coming back to making making videos on there just time by time.
I don't think Twitter is going nowhere. Twitter is, it's been around this long and it's been a staple. I think it's just like Facebook. Facebook ain't going no fucking where.
I'm like, as long as those two are good, I'll be good, whatever.
I don't know. As long as podcasting stays, and it ain't going nowhere, I'm fine. Like everything else can do. Instagram is the best one of all of them to me. Instagram is the one that if you can blow up on Instagram, you got it, mate. Mm-hmm. People are going to follow you everywhere you go. Instagram is just the most condensed, best version of all of them.
Yeah. And it's hard when you don't, I don't do too much on Instagram anymore. So
yeah.
I can't really. But when I was, it was crazy. Like everything I was posting was going viral. Like, I'm just like, I don't take pictures. I don't be with people really. I don't do nothing interesting for people to just be like, oh, let's go follow him.
So I've seen, with me keeping up with you, I've seen that you got to hang out with one of our buddies who was just on the show recently, Trey Lewis. Did you have a good time with that guy?
Oh yeah. He performed at the college I went to.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't even know him before that. I was like, but I messaged him. I was like, bro, you're going to my college. Like, if you don't know who I am, I do this on TikTok and everything. He was like, yeah, bro, come through and you can hang backstage and everything. I'm close to all of them now. So it's the whole crew, the whole squad. I'm close with all of them now. So I'm just waiting for that one time to come back to Nashville and really do stuff.
Hey, I'll tell you, what is it? The first week in October. Whiskey Jam and a bunch of us are going to be up there then. And what I'm going to do is I love Riders Round. So I'm taking all the podcast equipment up there with me and renting an Airbnb and all that stuff. And I'm going to set it up to where hopefully like Trey, I'm going to reach out to Priscilla. Priscilla's just so fucking busy. Like the guy that's
cool. It's crazy. Yeah. You got
the best time to go to Nashville is the beginning of the week. You go Monday through Wednesday, leave Thursday morning. You will go to bars and you'll get to see every one of them. You'll get to hang out with them as far as like drinking and hanging. By the time Thursday rolls around, they're on the road going to their shows. Yeah. But during, at the beginning of the week, they're all hanging out, just chilling. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to go air record some Riders Rounds and hang out. And we're gonna have a good time. I got to get you turned on to some of my guys. Like they're not Trey Lewis are Priscilla level yet. They're trying to grow their brands and everything. But I got some buddies you should hear.
I would say, when I say I have so many artists that follow me now, and that, I mean, I had a lot before TikTok was even a thing, because I was really promoting music basically in my video. So I would just be like, well, I was like, if y'all want your song to be in my next video, y'all comment the link and everything, and whoever gets it first, I'll put in my video in the beginning of this video and promote it afterward. So I was just doing that for free just because I wanted to just help people on Twitter out and everything. So I got hundreds of artists just from that. But that was just me because I was wanting to help people, and I used to manage some people. But then on TikTok, all the country artists follow me, all the
I think you need to start a consulting firm for them. I think you're so good at what you do. I think that it would be in your best interest to start some type of consulting firm to where it's like, hey, look, you do this, this, and this, because this I've seen, this is what artists blows up, and then help them make their videos and stuff. Make a killing. You'd make fucking, it'd be your own version of OnlyFans. There'd be artists left and right reaching out to you.
Hey, we can do it.
Yeah. But I'm doing it right now with podcasts. I started it to where there's been so many people that has reached out to me. I am one of the few independent artists that have been listed in the top 100 in the world and are on Apple standards anyway. And there's been just people left and right that want to start them and everything. And I've told them, like, if I know you and I'm your buddy, like, if I was your buddy before all this, are you done my show? I'll help you in any way that I can. But if you're just some random person, I'm charging your ass. This isn't charity. Like, yeah. I got bills too, bro. And, exactly. But you're so good at what you do. You got to capitalize on, you got a gift, man. There's going to be, I will almost bet you, if you keep going the way you're going now, some record label is going to snatch you up to run their marketing department.
And I've been doing that. So when I first started doing the videos on TikTok, a lot of the labels follow me on TikTok. So I think they just wait for me to promote somebody that hadn't blown up yet and then snatch them up.
I think if I was you, this is what I'd do. I'd find my favorite artist on TikTok that has no following whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Talk to them first and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to prove a point that I know exactly what I'm doing. You help them blow up, some record label is going to see what you did for that person, and they're going to offer you. They're just going to back the dump truck up. It's going to be full of money. Nashville's getting killed right now because of folks like you, and they should be. They should be. Marketing and helping these artists is overpriced anyway. And so now they're trying to find people like you and steal your ideas. That's what's bad. Me and Trey Lewis talked about this. Trey, when he released Dick Down in Dallas, they came up with the concept, because he's an independent artist, on how to get out, how to make the video, surprise singing it to folks on the street and all this kind of stuff and everything. And he had a great, great gimmick to go along with a very, very good song. And there's a lot of people that's trying to copy that now. But they're not as smart. They don't know how to do it. They look like a jackass trying to do it. Somebody like you helping somebody, it's fucking over with. If I had a record label, I'm putting you on my staff. Without a doubt.
Yeah. I'm trying to help whoever. I don't really care. Like, I'm just.
I know you say that because you're a good person, but anything that you do that good, you're worth getting paid for.
Yeah. I've been doing it for so long. I'm just like, I didn't reach all my goals. So whatever come now is like, it's extra on my on my book.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a real job though. I mean, you actually work for a living. This is like your side hustle or whatever you do, or just fun to you. That's what I just admire about you. There are so many people that quit their job because they get 500,000 followers or whatever on TikTok or whatever, and they don't realize. This is one day it's going to go away. And if you don't capitalize on every bit of it, you know, there's people, I feel bad for them, that sit on live all day. That's how they make their money. Cause there's going to come a time when you can't do that. Yeah.
and you're not gonna have nothing to back up for it. Just right. Just that money, and you can't say nothing. Your stuff get banned or anything.
Hey, I've been banned so many times on TikTok, but it's my own fault. I had a guy, I don't know if you know who he is. His name's Catfish Cooley. Catfish Cooley is been around on social media for 5 or 6 years. He's got like 1 billion views on YouTube. Like, the dude has got a massive amount of views. He did the show a couple weeks ago, and he told me, he's like, the thing with TikTok is you got all these people that gets mad about getting banned or their accounts get deleted or whatever, but they have the community guidelines set out for you to read, and then you get mad when you break a rule, and then you get in trouble. And I thought about that, and it's like, it's right. You can't go against the whole app standards and what they made it for. Like, you have to put your content to where it fits to them. And if you don't, and then you should, if you get banned and it's like, cause you said some stupid shit and then you blame the app, then you're a dumbass. Like,
no, it's still your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. Like, you know, like, if you come in my studio and you do something stupid and I ask you to leave, and then you get mad at me cause I asked you to leave, and he's like, oh, it's your fault. No, you did something fucking stupid. You got to go. I get it. It makes it. Ever since then, my videos have got more views on them because I've gone by what they say to do and their community guidelines.
Yeah.
As long as you go by their shit, they don't care. They'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
What's been the coolest experience you've had since the last time we talked?
Coolest. I haven't done too much. I still been making videos. The coolest thing that's happened, I mean, those people do it in my videos. Hillary Duff do it in my videos. I've gotten that kind stuff. Clay Walker put me on stage for his tour. Not on stage, but he put me on the video on the big screen.
I haven't seen that. And I'm a huge Clay Walker guy. I have not seen that.
For his he was in Kansas City like 2 weeks ago, and he KC Tour Live or something like that. I don't know what it's called. Country Tour. But he was headlining, and then our video of him duetting it was on the big screen. One of my friends just happened to be there, and they recorded. Oh my God. So that was real cool. I mean, because I didn't know about it. So luckily they were just happened to be there and recorded it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I was like, that's crazy how big it's been.
You've got to figure it out. I mean, you've got to figure it out.
Look, stuff I'm surprised the single video is still blowing up and everything. So that's still good. Cause I mean, I did start out originally doing skits.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing skits for 8 years, literally. And sometimes it was 3-4 skits a day for 3-4 years. So, like, it's crazy how my life isn't surrounded by that no more, the way I can just do whatever.
Well, I think you're the originator of what you do, though. That's why I think that it's not going to go away. You were the first person to do what you do, and it's going to be there. Like, anybody tries to do it, they're a copycat, and they're not as good. I've seen people try to do it.
I do, too. They tag me in it, too. I'm just like... Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I'll do it, but it's like
your energy and the way you actually get into it, the difference between you and some of those other folks that do it, you're believable. Like, you can tell you're actually into this song. You enjoy this song. You like it. Yes. And it's not like you just pick the most popular country song at the time or the trending song on TikTok. You pick one you actually like and would listen to by yourself. That's why it's so believable with you.
Yeah. And I mean, I had done that I've been doing that before TikTok, which is crazy how, I mean, I don't know if I told you this before, like the first video I ever posted was when I had given up on just making skits and stuff on TikTok. Cause I was like, I'm big on Twitter. Like, I don't know I can't figure out the algorithm or anything. So I'm just going to post this one video that blew up on Twitter. I mean, it really blew up. And then the first car singing video I posted got a million views on it. I was like, if I would have known when y'all like this in the first place, I would have just. And then from then on, I kept making videos.
I don't think there is an algorithm to do to TikTok anymore. I think what's weird about TikTok is I think that there's honestly a group of people somewhere that as soon as you upload that video, they see it. And they're either like, I like this or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so many times that I have made videos that are 10 times funnier than just some stupid thing that I've done. And it gets 20 views. I mean, it gets more than that, but it seems like it only gets 20 views. And it's just like, how is this not as good as this?
The algorithm? Like, this is just,
this is stupid. I really do. Or the other thing is, I think that where they say, like, if they give you the analytics or whatever, or when to post and all that, I think that is just I think that's like just for show. I think there's certain times a day that they don't list. And if you post in that time slot and it's going to blow up. I just don't think they give you all the information. If that was the case, then everybody
was talking throughout the day.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is. I think that they have tricked everyone. I'm all about I watch a lot of stupid documentaries about CIA and misinformation and disinformation and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's what a lot of TikTok is I think that they know what they've got and they are fooling people in certain ways. Like, it's otherwise everybody would do the same. They don't really give you anything if you just do the same shit as everybody else, unless you got a fat ass and big titties, and then they're going to give you whatever you want.
Exactly. Or you just a good looking guy that just don't even have got to try.
Yeah.
They specifically make sure they blow. They always blow.
I can't remember the dude, but he did. He blew up off of the Kevin Gates song. I can't remember the Kevin Gates song, but he's a Caucasian dude. He's got tattoos across his chest. He's a dad. And he has some dances. Yeah. Dude, smooth as hell now. He can't knock good looking motherfucker. But like, that's his only talent.
Yeah. I
haven't seen him doing anything else.
Exactly. And that's a big problem with them. I mean, that's a big problem with TikTok too. Like, those people start a trend. And then once they don't, I mean, people will be the originator of the trend, or they known for that. And then once you not doing that, they don't ever post it, put you on a For You page or anything anymore. I'm just like, see, that's the downfall about trying to stick with the trends. Like, it's like,
you got to do something new, dude. I mean, everybody has to.
And that's how I still don't know how the big people got famous. Like, they weren't ever, I never saw their videos when they were trying to blow up. Like, I wonder whose For You page they ended up on for them to just blow up.
I think a lot of them, some of these people that you see that have millions of followers, I think what happened with some of them, not all of them, it's probably a celebrity shared their video like right off the bat. And then it was just uphill from there. I think that's what it is. If there was one girl that Little John, I can't remember this white chick, this nerdy ass college white girl shared something of Little John's and it was funny. I know it was good. And Little John ended up doing editing it. Next thing you know, billion followers. And it's like, oh, okay, so that's how it happens.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's
how it works. That was, I mean, especially when the country singers, when I do country songs, I already know they're going to blow up. But nobody's ever duetted them, like, really, like. But Hillary Duff's, I got, like, 30,000 followers in, like, a day. I was like. But I was like, she getting all the benefits from this because she ain't got to do anything. She got at least like 400,000 followers from that video alone. I'm like, yeah. She's sitting there eating a cracker.
I'm always surprised when I see an actual celebrity that has less followers than me. Like somebody who's done like something real with their life. Yeah. And it's just like, this doesn't make sense. Like this really doesn't, but then I'll see some complete dumbass that's got 1 million. And I'm like, I just don't for the life of me understand this.
Anything. I don't. Yeah. But a lot of the big thing with the celebrities is they don't know how to use social media.
No.
Cause I mean, they've been famous for they work, but not like, I mean, there's no movies really going on. There's no TV shows really going on. Like, they actually got to be themselves.
I tell you who I like right now. I tell you who I like right now that is a celebrity. It's Ryan Reynolds. The stuff that he's putting on Instagram, on TikTok and everything. Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds, though, is just, he's a fucking, he's a unicorn to me. He's just the coolest dude ever.
He's cool. Yeah, I love seeing his stuff. He just now got on there too, not too long ago too. So that's why I know he's still trying to make it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do much. He's a pretty individual, and I hate him. It shows how far down the gene pool I am when you see somebody that looks like Ryan Reynolds, and you're like, there's no way we're even from the same species. There's absolutely not. What's some things you got coming up? You got anything big planned up you're doing?
I'm doing something with Spotify sometime soon. That's probably the main major thing that's going on. They're doing some country thing, country playlist type thing. That's a huge thing that's going on. But I'm really trying to start saving up my money, but starting traveling places, just being around more people that actually, because I haven't been around somebody who makes content. I just met Lexi Burke. I don't know if you know her. She does all the tips.
Is that that blonde girl you posted with on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know her.
She does all the tips, and she lives in Nashville, so she does big tips. She gets them from her TikTok followers, and she'll just give big tips to waitresses or servers or stuff like that. And, man, she blew up from it. She was just on Good Morning America, I think, or something like that, today. But, I mean, that's how big she is. But I'm just like, I just want to start traveling and meeting people. And because I've met so many actual people that make content on TikTok that actually do what I do, and I've never met them or even talked to them. I'm just like, okay, I need to, this that time.
You let me know whenever you want to go somewhere or whatever. I am always down because this is all I do. And it's where all I've got to do is load up some of my equipment and have a destination of where I'm going, and I'm gone. I can go do. I like being in the studio because I'm at home and all that kind of stuff. But I love being on the road. I love going to do stuff. I hope soon we're going to be doing some stuff with the Dirty Prescott kids. I don't know if you've seen them or not. You dig them. He had a song go. Him and his girlfriend Caroline went viral. He was a musician before, but he went viral for a video that they did while they were riding in a boat or whatever, singing a country song, just playing along. They blew up. And then their music, it's not my cup of tea. I've told them this. I'm not liking the country rap stuff. It's just not for me. But they've done my show, and they are the coolest. The fucking cool. I want to drink with them so bad. And
where are they at?
Where are they from? Wisconsin, I think. I think they're from Wisconsin. But that, what was it they just had? Wood Talk or whatever. Did you see? Do you know what that was? The Wood Talk was this event that somebody planned that had the biggest TikTokers or some of the biggest TikTokers. There was 20 of them that went to some place in Virginia. It was this farm, and they put on a 3-day festival. And it was just TikTokers hanging out, and some of them were musicians and they performed. Some of them got on stage and everything. There's a lot of these groups now though that management companies are seeking out, putting together. I got asked to be a part of one, but I'm not doing it. I don't know. It's not me. I am a lone wolf. I don't do the dancing shit. And I don't see my humor is that of a stand-up comedian. I'm not as good as a stand-up comedian, obviously, or I'd be a stand-up comedian. But, that's my humor. I can't get up there and tell a TikTok joke. I don't knock the people to do it. They're making a killing doing it, but I'm not. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do too much of anything. I can't dance. I can't sing. So I just try to be the best at being the worst.
you're just like me. You're just like me, but you get the game. You get the game. What about y'all? Where were you living at when the hurricane hit a few weeks ago?
So I was in New Orleans, but I went to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and which was still in line of the hurricane. And we were prepared and everything, and luckily it missed us. I mean, it was we were in direct line for it, but it just missed us. I mean, it was bad over and it was okay in New Orleans area where we just ended up losing power, but in some of the smaller surrounding cities, like their whole city got wiped out. Like one of my coworkers, their whole house got to be gutted and everything. So I mean, it was.
I just don't know, like, if I'm watching the wrong news channels or my social media just isn't sharing it. It just seems like when Katrina came along, that was all you heard for 2-3 months afterwards. And it showed the damage every day. I have not seen hardly any coverage on it.
And that's the bad part about it, because New Orleans, nothing happened to New Orleans except for all the other cities around New Orleans are the places that got hit. So they don't care.
That would make sense.
So, I mean, a lot of people are down here homeless. I just got power back at my job. I mean, I just got power back in my apartment last Thursday. And the hurricane was 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. So, I mean, we didn't even get hit barely. So, I know the places that actually got hit, a lot of stores still aren't open past 4 o'clock. Like, Walmart closed at 4 o'clock up here. I mean, it's crazy. We barely have gas. We barely have water. It's bad over here, but then nobody going to talk about it because they didn't hit a major city.
Are you working from home?
No, I'm not. Luckily, we didn't get hit bad. It was just we were out of power, so I had to wait 2-3 weeks for power to come back on, because the whole grid went down. A lot of places, it may take a couple months for them to get back.
Damn. That sucks, dude. I don't honestly know why people, like, I've been to New Orleans. I like it. I love the people. I love the atmosphere. But I would not live there. I get why it's so attractive to live there. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to be put in that situation.
No. And they don't leave. they want to stay in the hurricane. So, I mean, it's part of their pride. But I was like, this is my first hurricane by myself. I'm like, I don't even want to experience it. Like, if my stuff get torn up, that's fine. I got no clothes. No clothes. Like, I'll be begging.
I promise you, I'm not going down with the ship.
I'm gone. Like, we got out of work at 10 o'clock. I start work at 8 o'clock. I was like, oh, it's going to be... it's time to go. Get out of here.
I've asked a lot of my guests this lately, but... do you catch a lot of shit from like your friends or whatever, like your real friends from the content and stuff you make?
Me, I've been doing it for so long. This part of my life. So maybe if I was just not starting it and doing stuff I was doing now, they probably would, but they know me for a lot of people I know me for doing social media content. So I'm just like, oh, you still doing that? They were like, oh yeah. They would be like, oh, I seen you on this. Like I seen this. They'll be like, Hillary Duff. And that's like, that does be the only thing they say, like Hillary Duff.
I don't know why the Hillary Duff one is just so unique and cool to me. I don't know. Like, there's just something about it. I guess it's just because I'm obsessed with what she looks like. that thick woman is just a gift from God.
And your generation and then my generation, you grew up loving her, being in love with her. We grew up just that being our childhood star.
I don't know. Her and what's the other? I always used to get her confused with Hayden Panettiere. I always used to get them confused, but I didn't care which one that was which. I promise you. There was a couple times I was like, you know what? I don't even know if she was part of Disney. Was she Disney or Nickelodeon?
I think she was just big, period.
I'm talking about Hillary.
Oh, Hillary was Disney.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, if my family wouldn't have been...
Panettiere was just an actor then, I guess.
Yeah, she's my age. So I remember watching, what's the name of that damn movie? Remember the Titans. Being a little boy and her being a little girl. And that's the first time I figured out. It's like, you know what? I like women. Like, I'm going to let this ruin the rest of my life. Like, I'm obsessed with this person. And I remember I used to watch movies that were completely stupid. Like there was no reason why a 16-year-old boy ought to watch this dumbass movie, but she was in it and I was watching it.
Yeah, she was in a lot of them, just random movies.
Oh yeah, straight to fucking DVD. She was in She was in several.
The American Pie type movies.
Oh God, I forgot about the American Pie movies. I have it. Those are so good. I love. Well, not the cheap ones. The original American Pies. They were cool. Forgot they did like a whole different series and all that shit afterwards.
A good amount of those movies.
Have you started like your own brand or anything yet, as far as clothing or anything goes?
See, I've thought about it, but I'm just like, it's not time yet. Cause when I was just on Twitter and my picture had blown up, I don't know if you know my meme that was like,
you told me about it first time.
So I had started making shirts for that. And I mean, I was selling 50 of them. I mean, that was me just a week. That was just me not even knowing how to make shirts or anything. Nobody, no help. I was just in my room ironing on my picture on the shirts and selling them for like $15. And I was like, it is finals week. I cannot do this. But then I've had, along with that meme, I've had a saying that's been, don't give up. And it started from, on my Twitter page, I started a new Twitter account. So the Twitter account is one I started once my friend committed suicide. So I dedicated the whole page to her. And I was like, everything that I accomplished on this page will be for her. Everything, all the fame and all the laughs people get, just be for her. So, I mean, it was just like, don't give up. And that was my saying throughout the whole time. And then it ended up just being a suicide one, like just for suicide awareness and stuff like that. But then came along me being known for the meme and me being struggling in college. So it ended up transforming to a don't give up in school or so. And then maybe, I don't know if you know, I was known for the shirt, the fake boyfriend stuff.
Yeah. Tell the folks about the fake boyfriend stuff that didn't hear the first show.
Okay, so the fake boyfriend stuff was one day, well, I posted these pictures of me for my birthday, just some random stupid picture saying thank you for saying happy birthday. And then a couple weeks later, one girl that followed me on Twitter, I didn't know who she was. She had this guy that was just hitting her up and everything. And she ended up sending her a picture of me. And he was like, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't know this was your girl and everything. I stopped talking to her. And I retweeted it. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then a lot of people I posted it on my Instagram. And a lot of my friends were just like, oh, my God, I need this. Like, people will not leave me alone. Like, guys don't get the hint that I don't want them, stuff like this. So that's when I started. I was like, oh, this is a real, like, I knew it, but I didn't really like, okay, this is like, they actually need something. And I knew the social media stuff that I did, it put me in a position where if I post something, it's going to blow up. So I was like, okay, if anybody's going to do it and it not be for like attention, it got to be me because I look decent enough for people just to believe, a guy would be like, oh, my bad, bro. And I had been working out and it was like, okay, so which is where the don't give up part comes in, where I was about to say, because I had been working out for a while and I glowed up basically. So anyways, I posted that and it went super viral. I posted like a series of pictures of me in different angles and different settings, me on like dates and me on like a nature trail and all type of stuff. And it blew up. People were using, I mean, people that didn't even need the pictures, they were just using it to see what their friends would say, and people that needed it, they were sending it to guys and they were sending all the responses. I mean, it went crazy. And I ended up on Inside Edition, CNN. And I mean, they did an article on me. I mean, people worldwide were just using, a lot of my friends were using it. And I was like, y'all gonna get me beat up. Cause y'all just saying whatever to this guy, just leave him alone. And like, they gonna think it's me. I'm just gonna get beat up. But I mean, it's crazy how, I mean, I wanted to do another series, but I needed to be perfect. So I posted like 30 videos and 30 pictures. And I mean, a lot of people have the whole series in their phones, just ready to use and everything. But that was when if OnlyFans would have been a thing.
Oh, Rich.
I'm like, I missed out by like a couple months. I could just post these on OnlyFans. No guys would have seen them. or to, I mean, if gay guys want to use them or whatever, just to post it to and do whatever, because I mean, they were using the pictures too. I would have made so much money off of that. I mean, because the problem with it was I was still doing content along with the pictures blowing up, so people would be like, isn't that Trevor? Like, I follow him, like, or something like that. And they'd be like, I seen this on TikTok, or, I mean, on Twitter already, and you're not fooling me. So it ended up stopped working. So that's when I was like, okay, if I do another series, I got to be like, actually like hiding my face, or it can't be some viral post where everybody in the world's going to see it. There's got to be something specific. So it may come back. It may be an OnlyFans special. So
man, I'll tell you, if I could come, I got a buddy who has made, if he's telling the truth, and I think this guy would tell the truth. He, what was that? Oh, creative. Anyway, something just popped up on the computer. I don't care. He has made, he says, almost $200,000 in the past 6 months on OnlyFans. And all he does is he allows people to send him pictures, men to send him pictures, or women, and just talk shit about the picture. All these people want is a video of them humiliating them or just talking trash about them or whatever. And I'm telling you, I thought about it. And if I could mentally handle seeing dick all day, and I don't think I can, I would do that just because I'm such a good shit talker. I would feel like I could make people cry, but these people love it. Like, it's so weird. There's room for anybody to do anything on it.
Yeah. And I was like, if I would just have this like 3 months ago, like I would have been set for life.
Hey, there's
I mean, that was how many people were using the pictures. I mean, it was thousands of people just all over the world just sending me the responses and all types of thank you for this picture. Can you take the specific picture? I'm like, if I would have had OnlyFans, I would have just had like, I wouldn't have had to just DM them this specific picture that nobody else has seen. It's like, okay, this is a specific picture you can see, you can use. Only the person that buys is gonna see it. And I mean, you can use it for whatever. Like, nobody, it's not non-believable. It's, oh, this is really a boyfriend. Like, leave me alone.
You could probably still do it and make $100,000 in a couple months. Hey, you still could.
I'm gonna think about it.
You should. Hey, look, I promise you. If it was not for my daughter, and with the amount of women that send me inappropriate messages on Instagram and TikTok, which is completely overwhelming, because I know I'm not the fucking prize pig at the fair. Like, I am dad bod, beard, bald head, look like shit, naked. I know what I am. But they all are just so, in the best way possible, thirsty. And I really think that they would pay from what they have said. And I've had to sit there and I had to be like, my morals, dude, I'll take my morals over money. But if it was not for my daughter, I would probably do it.
Hey, if nobody knows, Luke, that's how's he going to know?
Yeah, I'm not that lucky. I'm telling you, I'm not that lucky. Her, she's in 10th grade and gifted and all that kind of stuff. Not 10th grade. She's 10 years old. I don't know why I said 10th grade, but her teachers follow me on all my social, and I help coach girls softball and all this kind of stuff. So some of the moms follow me on stuff that I don't know that they follow me on. All I need is a softball mom on another team, like making a poster of me. Spread honcho up there or whatever I'm doing and like showing to other parents why I'm trying to like be an adult and a dad, and that it would embarrass me and my daughter. Yeah, it would embarrass me to where I delete all my social media. There's no way I could do it.
It's not you got a couple years left.
Yeah.
Now wait for the next OnlyFans to come out.
Yeah. When she gets to play college softball or college golf, maybe then. But dude, I appreciate you taking time to do the show. And me and you keeping up with each other. Seriously, do something crazy, make a crazy logo or whatever for the show, and I'll put it on something, and I'll give you some money for it. Like if it's good, I'm sure I want to see some of your work anyway. I think you, from everything else that you do, there's no way you're not good at your job. There's no way you're not good at it. Well, drop your social media links and we'll get out of here.
Okay, my name is Trevor Norris, TrevorNorris, on TikTok, or you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_Norris0. And that's about it.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. You take it easy over there in New Orleans.
Have a good one.
And folks, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey.